You're listening to Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe. Next month, three Upper Valley towns will be voting on an $850,000 project to rehabilitate the dam that creates Lake Fairley. But the current owner of the dam has some concerns about that project. Maggie Cassidy has that story in the Valley News, and she joins us on the line for our Friday regional report. Maggie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is so wrong with this dam that it has to be replaced?
So this dam is pretty old and is slowly deteriorating. It's not clear exactly how slowly, but officials in the three towns, Fairley, Setford, and West Fairley, have been coming together over the past 3 years to try to figure that out and try to figure out what to do about it. Although it's unclear exactly when the dam would fail, they've done an engineering study that says it's not a matter of if it would fail, it's a matter of when. And so, you know, when that happens, according to the engineering study, that would lower the shoreline, would send the shoreline, you know, back into the water, an estimated 9 feet, according to these studies. And what that would do would obviously lower the water level, and then in its place would be what are described as stinking mud flats. So as opposed to this beautiful, lovely lake that everybody likes to use in this area, it would just be, you know, smelly mud.
The wrinkle in all of this, I understand, is that there is a camp literally right on top of the dam. So does the owner of the camp also own the dam? Explain this to us.
Yeah, so it's kind of an unusual situation, which is the reason that it's taken quite a few years to figure it out. The dam and the camp house are both privately owned by the same person, Brian Gregory. He's a Maine resident. Both the camp and the dam have been in his family for generations and has a lot of family attachment to it. So even though this dam is, you know, considered crucial by these three towns for, you know, the future of the lake and for public use along it and for the properties along it, it's actually controlled by this one private owner who, you know, doesn't have the funds, you know, $750,000 or so to replace it and currently is under no obligation to do so.
So he doesn't have the money to fix it himself, but he also has some pretty big concerns about this project. What exactly are his concerns here?
He has a few, but the one that he describes as a make or break to him is that the dam also serves as what holds up the pathway to his house. So if you picture this branch that empties out into the Ompompanoosuc River from Lake Fairley, the dam goes across that little branch of water. And then across the dam actually holding it up is a walkway. Currently, that walkway is at a level where when the water is really high, especially in the spring, a little bit of water gushes over it. There's one kind of rickety old handrail, as I understand it. And that's, you know, charming on one hand, and it also has worked for Gregory and his family for, you know, generations. The new plans, you know, building a new structure like that with regulations, what they are, and, you know, in the age of lawsuits and whatnot, the towns are just saying that they don't think that's going to fly, that they have to raise up that walkway so that there's not water gushing over it and put in two handrails. The concern with Mr. Gregory is that that makes it seem like it's a public walkway, whereas, well, it's going to be a public piece of property, a publicly owned piece of property. The intention is not for it to be open to the public, much like, you know, a wastewater treatment plant or something of that nature.
So he's concerned with people coming onto his property after this renovation.
I think most of his concerns circle back to privacy and wanting to make sure that he has the same experience with the camp house that he's had for decades and that people aren't walking up to his house.
So help us understand why this dam, which is privately owned, is important enough to three municipalities that they're willing to use public money to help replace it.
So those stinking mud flats that I was talking about earlier, the concern with them is not just that they're stinky, but also that they could potentially, and the towns say they are very confident that the mudflats would decrease the property values of lakeshore property in each of the three towns. So they say that their conservative estimates are that those properties could see a hit of 20 to 25% in their value, but say that it could be even more. I think the reaction to that sometimes has been, you know, this is the lake people's problem in that case. But the town officials say that if the lakefront property owners take a hit and the grand list goes down because of that, the people who are actually going to be paying to make up for the difference in the grand list are all the folks in town who do not have lakefront property.
Briefly at the end here, Maggie, tell us what's next for the rehabilitation project.
So there's a bond vote and a vote to take control of the dam, assuming that Mr. Gregory will allow the towns to, on May 19th. So Jay Barrett, who's the chairman of the committee that's been examining this, says that those votes will go forward. There are hearings about each of the votes in each of the towns on May 11th. And I think that the process now for the committee is in between the May 19th votes is to make sure that Mr. Gregory's concerns can be either alleviated or somehow addressed. There's been talk of maybe a legal document to release the towns of any liability if they were to replace the dam in the exact same way, but it's not clear whether that would be possible.
We've been talking with Maggie Cassidy. She's a reporter for the Valley News. Maggie, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.